So, Donald Baker, tell me about what is National Robotics Week and how is FAME the forum to advance minorities in engineering using this week to get the public engaged in engineering?
So, National Robotics Week itself is now in its sixth year, and it occurs annually, and it's typically the second week in April, and we are fortunate to be a part of this event. A group, iRobot, approached us roughly 4.5 years ago and said, Delaware doesn't have an event, and would you be interested in spearheading the event? And I couldn't help but smile and kind of leapt at the chance to really make sure that Delaware's students first and our families had an opportunity to hear from some of the world's cutting-edge mechanical engineers, scientists, and really get a chance to see and live engineering and science and robotics.
Right. And this upcoming Saturday, the 11th, is Delaware's fourth annual Robotics Day. So tell me what visitors will be able to experience and what kinds of robots will students be able to interact with?
In terms of the event itself, so the morning is a panel discussion with the folks who are actually doing the work and changing the world through robotics. And then the afternoon is, you know, an additional add-on, which is the fun part for our kids. We have our block party, our robotics block party, which starts roughly at 11 a.m., and they get to see teams like FAME's robotics team. And, you know, we have partnerships with First State Robotics, so some of their teams will be there, and you get to see FTC, which is First Tech Challenge robots, which are typically a middle-sized robot. And when I say middle-sized, that is somewhere in the area of maybe 2 foot tall, can do some really cool functions, lift barrels, move blocks. You have a younger robot audience for FLL, which is First Lego League, many folks are familiar with, and that is a Lego-based robot that does have some programming and function skills. And then you have the big ones. You have the FRC, and that's the First Robotics Challenge, and those can be as big as 6 feet tall. One of my favorites is the Wilmington Police Department's Bomb Squad robot. It is a pretty awesome robot, and you get to see how our officers who risk their lives daily partner with robotic technology to do small things like maybe just take a bag that was sitting on a park bench that was left and maybe discard it without any harm. Or in some cases, you know, they use the robot to explode dangerous materials and, you know, definitely making sure that no humans are harmed there. You have some other robots that I'm hoping make their way here this year, which are some mini robots that are used as first responders into buildings, again, so that we keep individuals safe and they can go in and they have cameras and they work together as units.
What skills do students gain when they work on robots, and what makes, you know, robotics essentially an effective gateway towards thinking about future careers in STEM fields?
We always talk about critical thinking. So there are multiple functions that they have to perform as a team when they're working, especially if they're participating in a league. Students learn the things that you wouldn't necessarily think of when we talk about robotics, because we think about the building part, but we oftentimes don't think about the strategy that goes into it, the teamwork that goes into it, the programming functionality of working with the computer to make sure that the program is effective and the robot does exactly what you want it to do. I think I'm most proud, though, to see a child or a student who's not been exposed to really just learn to dream. And sometimes that's a skill that we forget about. And I think that is a very, very key skill that we want parents and certainly we want our community stakeholders to keep close hold to, is that in order for this nation and for this state specifically to get to a point where we are attracting industry and we're certainly serving industry, we have to have kids who are prepared to work and or learn. And a lot of this robotics prepares them for that in a unique way.